Cleveland was from Connecticut, and indeed he is buried back in Connecticut. So we refer to him as a Connecticut Yankee, and he was a general in the Revolutionary War, and he formed a surveying company which purchased 3 million acres of land from the state of Connecticut, because the state of Connecticut was trying to raise money. The new state of Connecticut, formerly a colony, was trying to raise money for its school system. So they had these lands that had been granted to them by Charles II before the Revolutionary War, that went from coast to coast, the Atlantic to the Pacific. And after the Revolutionary War, and we had a new government here in America, the U.S. government said, I'm sorry, Connecticut, you cannot be coast to coast the size of your state, and so you have to give up all of your claims to these lands. And they said, well, we want to keep 3 million acres out in this far west region we don't know anything about, so that we can reward those who lost their lands in the Revolutionary War. So Connecticut held on to these lands, and these were called the Western Reserve of Connecticut. And you hear the term Western Reserve used frequently here in Ohio, and especially Northeast Ohio.